Two Americans won the Nobel Prize for Economics today.
The Bank of Sweden Prize in Economical Sciences in memory of Alfred Nobel for the year 2002 will be shared between Daniel Kahneman from Princeton University, United States of America, for having
Daniel Kahneman was cited for his work integrating psychology into economics, most notably concerning human judgment and decision-making. And the other recipient is Vernon L. Smith of George Mason University in Virginia. Professor Smith is credited with laying the foundation for the field of experimental economics, which brought a discipline based on field observation into the laboratory. And it all began, he says, with a very simple classroom game in the mid-1950s.
It began small. I didn't begin with the idea that, you know, I'm going to create a field here called experimental economics. I wanted to address the problem of being a more effective teacher in the introduction course in economics.
Mm-hmm.
So I came up with a procedure to sort of demonstrate the principle of supply and demand in an auction market. And my first experiment was actually run in a classroom.
And what did you do? Describe it for us.
Well, there were 22 people in that class. I ran it on the first day before we even talked about economics. So they knew nothing about economics yet. I made half of those 22 people, 11 of them buyers and the other half sellers. Well, I ran this experiment for about 8 or 10 trading periods, and the market converged so that all the prices were at one market clearing price, which is the competitive equilibrium. These subjects, in other words, found the competitive equilibrium, but they didn't know it existed. They knew nothing about this. So that what this did was show not only that this simple market was very efficient in aggregating the dispersed information among these buyers and sellers, but furthermore, none of the individuals in the market had to understand anything that I might understand about a market as an economist in order to make them work.
So your experiment basically validated this very fundamental theory of economics about supply and demand and how markets work.
Yes. And by the way, I didn't really believe it then. I thought there must be something wrong with the experiment because, you know, we usually teach markets, we say they have to have a very large number of buyers and sellers or they have to have complete information. There are a lot of stories we tell in economics that turned out to be wrong. These markets work effectively at very low levels of information for the participants. They only have to know their own circumstances. They don't have to have anything about the theory of markets, nothing. And this then becomes a tool whereby you can see how it is that individuals who have no comprehension of the whole are able to achieve socially desirable ends that are not part of anything that they intend.
Which is the case in the real world, for the most part.
Of course, yeah. Yes. And in fact, you know, the average person doesn't understand about markets, probably thinks a lot of them are unfair. You know, the price of gasoline goes up. All that does is just take my income away and give it to the oil company. People don't see the invisible part of function of markets, which is to provide signals for better investment, to attract new firms, to punish firms that can't make it, that are losing money, and also managements that are not credible because they are not honestly reporting information about the company. Once that gets out in stock markets, you're dead. I mean, your stock falls and people lose confidence, and, you know, it's an end. It's a powerful discipline.
Thanks very much, Professor Smith.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
Vernon L. Smith is the co-winner of this year's Nobel Prize for Economics.